Turbo power. Oh my goodness, I'm so excited for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem, which is hitting theaters. And with this review is our Blue Jean film critic, Christopher Bellini. Hey, how's it going, Chris? Happy,
good, thank you. Here's the thing. You're going to give me a quick cowabunga or what?
Cowabunga, dude.
There we go. So you're a fan of the series, a fan of the comics, the shows?
So I first heard of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in, like, I think it was in sixth grade, maybe. There was a boy in my math class who was really into the comics, and I was like so blown away by the fact that this was such the weirdest concept for a comic book, and I was very intrigued. But I admit that I didn't really watch a lot. I mean, I watched here and there an episode or two, but I'm not a huge follower of them. But I do love the concept. I love the idea of the turtles.
You know, I think we kind of fall in the same area. I heard about it. I knew it was big in the day when it started. Never really got into the comics or the shows or the action figures, but I knew it was something and it interests me. You know, it actually took me until the 90s when they released the first film with, you know, all that special puppetry from the Jim Henson studios.
Yeah.
That I was like, wait a second, I like this. This is pretty good.
Yeah.
So obviously we've had a lot of different incarnations over the years. This one, of course, sees Michelangelo, Raphael, Donatello, Leonardo. They're all back, still living in the sewers in New York, kind of being sheltered from the human world. But this time around, we have this mysterious, dangerous mutant villain. He sets out to destroy humanity. That's a pretty big ask right there, but that's what his plan is. And of course, these teenage turtles are going to have to join forces with their new human friend, April O'Neil, to try to stop him and try to bring some peace back to the world. Give you a flavor, because every incarnation is different. Here's a scene from the film where you'll hear that not everything the turtles do is an important mission.
The target is across the street. We must use stealth and cunning to infiltrate the human world and retrieve Go-Gurt.
Go-Gurt. Okay, Batman.
Dude, what? I'm just trying to hype you guys up, okay?
Give me that list, okay? What else are we getting?
4 quarts of non-fat milk, nice. Ice cream, fruits and veggies, and a party-sized bag of Cool Ranch Doritos.
I like cheese puffs.
He was very specific about the party size. He underlined it twice.
That's adorable.
Isn't it, right? I like that the voices are more in the teenage, more adolescent feel.
Yeah. I love that they actually have teenagers who are playing the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
It feels authentic, doesn't it?
Yeah, I love it.
You know, it's funny, though. Over the years after that first movie, I kind of felt like the series dropped a bit. Then they had that 2014 live-action reboot, and I got to say, that fell flat for me. So, you know, going into this one, always a little hesitant, always a little worried. But I got to say, man, I think they knocked it out of the park with this. I mean, let's talk about the animation. I know you're a fan of the Spider-Verse.
Absolutely. You know, it has that,
that unique flavor, right? What do you like about the Spider-Verse animation?
I like that it's a little jittery, that it's really, like, I don't know, almost impressionistic, like, at points. So I'm very excited about all of the line work that's in this. Like, you'll see little scribbles and things in at least the teaser trailers that I've seen. They look really cool.
I think you're going to love it just for that, because you got this unique, distinct, like gritty in a way animation, very stylized, but very stylized in a way that works perfectly for the subject matter and the mood. But the other thing I like about this one is, and I don't know if you know this or not, you know who the co-producers and the co-writers are?
It's Seth, right?
Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg, two guys that we know and have been tried and true to bring us their unique brand of comedy. I think them kind of taking over in this aspect and bringing that really brings a nice refreshing breath to it, because you know you're going to get something that's a little edgy kind of, but it's still going to be fun and humorous, and I really appreciated that. But the big thing for me, and I don't know how, like I said, how much you've watched these, is the film had a little more depth, if you can believe that, than you'd expect in a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Mutant Mayhem film, because they got these characters and they're these teenagers that are growing up, and all they're looking for is really they want to get out into the human world. They want to be accepted by everybody. They want to feel normal and not different. Very kind of a poignant thing to kind of put at the center of this movie. And the filmmakers didn't really ignore it. And that's what I appreciate about it. They kind of treated it seriously. They used that to kind of build up the characters. And then as a result, I thought the film had a real strong heart to it. And I'm always a fan of when you have that emotion, because it hooks me right in. So you throw in the animation and the humor, you got all the pop culture references, and then, of course, a film with a heart. I thought they did a fantastic job. They kind of revitalized everything for me and got me excited when you say Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I love it. And then how was the music, too? Because isn't the guy from Nine Inch Nails the one who did the soundtrack?
Well, you know, it's funny, again, and I'm not saying that they used it as a reference point. You know, Spider-Verse had that unique soundtrack that was kind of like, you know, very offbeat at the same time, very dramatic and very strong. It does kind of have that, and I guess Nine Inch Nails, now that you say that, if you know their sound, it does have that unique feel. But again, with the animation, with it all works so well together. You mix the music and the sound effects and the animation, and it has this perfect package that just makes a real good, fun, entertaining time. And nothing too over the top that you couldn't take everybody.
Okay, good, good. So it'll appeal to the kids and to the adults.
I mean, I got to say, some of those mutant bad guys were kind of scary. But other than that, keep that in mind.
Okay.
You know, nothing too far over the top.
All right. So if you're a 10-year-old kid or if you're a 50-year-old like me, you're going to want to go and check out the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Thanks so much, Chris. We'll talk again next week.
Take care.
That is Chris Bellini. He is our Blue Jean film critic with his review of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Mutant Mayhem. It is in theaters now. Turtle power.